Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests and fellow veterans, I begin by thanking the Best Defense Foundation and their partners, Delta and Michelin. You have made it your mission to see that we return to our second home here in France, to be reunited with our brothers and sisters in arms and the people of this great country. Standing here in the solemn beauty of the American National Cemetery in Normandy, I am humbled by the immense sacrifice that surrounds us. These hallowed grounds are a testament to courage, dedication, and the unwavering resolve of those who gave their lives in pursuit of freedom. As a young boy, I always dreamed of flying. I grew up in a small town in Northeast Ohio where I would make paper airplanes and only imagine what it would be like to be in the air. It would only be a short time later I would fulfill this calling. I had the honor of serving as a pilot beginning at Utah Beach shortly after that pivotal day known as D-Day. Although I was not among those that stormed the beaches, I flew with a spirit of determination that was ignited on that historic day. Flying 75 combat missions, I am forever grateful for the opportunity to contribute to the liberation of Europe, following in the footsteps of brave souls who paved the way. Today we honor the memory of the fallen. These men and women made the ultimate sacrifice. Their legacy is etched in the soil of this sacred place. Their bravery and selflessness remind us that the price of freedom and the importance of defending it. To my fellow World War veterans present here today, I salute you. We share a bond forged in a crucible of war, a bond that transcends time and distance. We stood side by side, faced adversity together, and emerged stronger because of it. Your courage, commitment, and camaraderie are an enduring source of inspiration. As we reflect on our shared experiences, I urge you all to consider the importance of having a purpose. During the war, our mission was clear: to defeat tyranny and restore peace. This sense of purpose guided us through the most darkest days and instilled in us the strength to say we have found a new mission, whether in our families, communities, or professions. Purpose is what drives us, gives us direction to contribute positively to the world around us. Many of us here before you today are at least 100 years old and will soon pass on. My hope and prayer are that each of you finds a sense of greater purpose for yourselves and carry through that every trial and tribulation and celebration in this life. Let us honor those who fell by committing ourselves to a life of purpose. Let us strive to make a difference, to uphold the values for which they fought, and to ensure that their sacrifice was not in vain. May we live in a way that honors their memory and continues that legacy. Thank you for being here to remember and honor those courageous souls. May their sacrifice inspire us all with purpose and gratitude.